You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. And we talk about broadcasters a lot here in St. Louis and especially at KMOX. I mean, a history of some of the greatest broadcasters ever. Jack Buck, Harry Carey, Bob Costas. And when the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup, they were here on KMOX.
That's right.
And Chris Kerber, the Blues radio broadcaster, the voice of the Blues on the radio, made that call of the Blues' first Stanley Cup victory right here on KMOX. And joining us now is a man who has chronicled some of the best calls and the best voices in the game of hockey. And that's Kirk McKnight with his book, The Voices of Hockey: Broadcasters Reflect on the Fastest Game on Earth. And Kirk, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And I want to make a quick note. So The Voices of Hockey, the printed book, came out a few years ago, like 2016. And this is a new updated version with a lot more content. It's an audio version of The Voices of Hockey. And this one, most importantly for fans here in St. Louis, includes the Blues 2019 Stanley Cup victory.
That's right. When it comes to writing something like that's nonfiction and you can always add to it as time goes on, you realize that maybe the first time around you didn't capture the essence of it. And that was what happened with The Voices of Hockey. And especially with four new teams having won the Stanley Cup that hadn't won it before, like the Blues, the Capitals, Golden Knights, Florida Panthers, you want to go back around. And then not only that, but this book contains 65 broadcasters' perspectives, whereas the original edition only had 34.
So is this the sort of thing that you would like to continually update, maybe revisit every 5-10 years or so?
Maybe every 10 years. I think I'd rather go on to other sports. The first book I ever had published is called The Voices of Baseball, which for the town of St. Louis, it's a great book to have because I know what a great baseball town it is. So I went and updated that one in 2023, which had plenty of new stuff all around the world, all around the sport as well. So I mean, every few years, maybe, but I would say every 10 years, because it becomes a pretty arduous process to do it once or twice, let alone every few years.
What can fans expect from the audio version? What will they be hearing?
I think one of the main reasons I wanted to do books like this is because the broadcasters have such more insight to the game. And I think that a lot of fans might not know a lot of the behind the scenes. In 2019, a lot of fans might not be aware of how close St. Louis was to kind of selling off assets, you know, and trying to get to a different place because they hadn't been getting there. They just barely missed the playoffs by a point in 2018, and they were off to a pretty bad start for that 2018-19 season, to the point where management's like, are we going to have to just kind of do a rebuild? Are we going to have to get rid of Tarasenko? You see the instant change by getting a coach like Berube in there, and then they just fire off this huge, huge second half of the season. That's one of the best runs in any season for any team. And you see just how close that was to not happening, because certain decisions sometimes are made by management and they go a different direction.
I think what's interesting about it, well, there are a number of things interesting about it, but broadcasters generally, if they're working for a team, they like to keep it positive. You know, that, I mean, part of their job is to sell the team, but privately you have to think that even in a season like that, for example, that there was a lot of doubt, you know, a lot of doubt that was in their minds, but they're trying to keep it positive as the season is going on. Do you find that that's typically true of some of these special teams that maybe weren't as good at first as the season started, but got better as the year went on?
Yeah, it seems like the broadcasters can see the potential there. And so they're just trying to hold on to that thread of hope that things will turn around, and they're still trying to sell it. And they know what needs to probably, which tweak needs to happen here or there. And so, of course, they're not, you know, some of the biggest broadcasters in sports. Marv Albert was fired by the Knicks for just his critical talking about against the team kind of thing. And I mean, if Marv Albert's not safe, like who is, if you start talking smack about the team? Because then you start to think about the sponsors who might pull their endorsements and all that kind of stuff. So it's great that they keep that positive perspective. And I think they have to really kind of do that, mainly because the fans have to have something to turn to. You know, the fans are ready to just turn on the team at any moment. But if they still have that little glimmer of hope and that positive mindset, they might not do it so quickly.
Well, and you spoke to so many of the great broadcasters. You mentioned Bob Costas. You've talked about Marv Albert, Dave Maloney, Sam Rosen, John Kelly, Chris Kerber here. Also, Doc Emmerich, who's one of my favorites.
Love
Man, I miss Doc Emmerich so much. Talking to him, how was that conversation?
Well, Marty Brenneman, I'm dropping names here on other sports too because of the voices of baseball. But Marty Brenneman, when I talked to him just in a casual conversation, not even for the book, he said, Doc Emmerich is the Vin Scully of hockey. Mm. And he's so correct on that, because when you listen on that national broadcast, you can just see where he just hits those moments, and you see where maybe other broadcasters haven't quite gotten to that point yet. And talking to Doc about the New Jersey Devils winning the championship, because you're talking to somebody who, though on the national spotlight, was a broadcaster for that team for quite some time. And so he was able to call a team that he would call during the year on the national level, winning a Stanley Cup championship. And that really wasn't happening as much back in those days, because the games always got turned over to the national broadcasts and the ESPNs and TNTs or whatever. And so being able to do that, it's kind of like when Scully would call the Dodgers World Series championship in 88, because Scully was already on the air for those radio broadcasts and TV broadcasts. So it just makes it a little extra special. So talking with Doc Emmerich, you know you're talking with somebody who's basically revered as the best in hockey, in my opinion, especially over these last 25
years. He's one of the best of all sports.
Yeah, master, just a command of the English language. And they would talk about the dozens and dozens and dozens of verbs that he would use in a game to describe the puck moving forward or being passed or shot. I think it was, you know, 97 different verbs for moving the puck forward, and he didn't repeat any of those. I will just make a note of this. This is how you know Doc Emmerich's good. When he retired, NPR National did a story on him. They had to basically explain what the NHL was. Mm-hmm. It's not their audience. And they did a story on Doc Emmerich and his use of the language. And they brought in language experts and grammarians just marveling at his command of the English language. That's when you know you're good.
That is. And what's interesting also over there in the Midwest, I mean, that, he's kind of a Midwest kind of guy. And who was his, you know, mentor kind of way, the person he looked up to was Bob Chase all those years in Fort Wayne. And a lot of people in the country might be like, who's Bob Chase? Well, he's the guy who helped. He's the guy who inspired Doc Emrick to be the man he is, you know.
You mentioned your Broadcasters of Baseball book, and if I'm not mistaken, you talked to Joe Buck and Tim McCarver, and that book came out about a decade ago. What is the commonality that you find with all of these broadcasters? And I don't mean within the NHL, but from sport to sport. Is there a common thread or a common sort of ability that all of these people have?
Well, you mentioned KMOX to start this interview, obviously, because this is what we're on. And the beauty about KMOX is its reach. I have, over these two books, I have not heard more more tribute and homage being paid to a broadcast signal than to KMOX. And you guys broadcast in both directions as far as it goes. And so these broadcasters know that they have a captive audience. They have an audience who can't see the game and have to be guided through it. And these broadcasters not only know that, but they also know their responsibility of sometimes letting the crowd tell the game. Even though you're not actually witnessing it and seeing it in person, if that crowd is just the deafening noise is just spilling into the booth so much that you just can't even do anything about it, the best broadcasters just let that go. And Joe's one of them. Joe Buck's one of them. Scully's one of them. In fact, Scully, when he called Hank Aaron's 715th home run, the crowd was what took over that call for about however long. And then Scully was able to come back in at the right moment. And I think that's what broadcasters do, is they know when to let the crowd tell the story and then when to add their contribution.
Kirk, what about, as you talk to these broadcasters, the difference between a radio broadcaster who also has to be the eyes for the fans versus a television broadcaster, maybe guys who have crossed over? Any differences or just interesting observations from those two separate types of broadcasts?
Not to take anything away from a TV broadcaster, but talking to the radio broadcasters who have crossed over to being a TV broadcaster, you can tell that it is definitely a lighter load. Dick Enberg is one of those who mentioned, how it goes, and Marv Albert, and the list goes on and on. When Dave Gosher called the Bruins winning the championship in 2011, we're talking about a guy who called a radio broadcast for a team he grew up around and watching, and then able to see, be the guy, the first guy to call the Bruins championship in 39 years. And then you see that he gets presented with this opportunity in Las Vegas, a brand new expansion team, and he was ready for a challenge. He referred to it as a challenge. Now, whether or not it was as challenging broadcasting, it was a challenge to him to introduce the sport to the fan base out in the middle of the desert, the first major professional team that the city has had. I'm actually from Las Vegas, and I was there when the Golden Knights came. So, you're talking about a city that had kind of dabbled in sports, but not really. And so he kind of took on that mantle too. And he and Shane Knighty have been the voices for us, but also the faces, as you'd go to a broadcast and you'd see them in between periods or whenever there was a minute away from the action. So I think that it may be a little bit easier for these guys from radio to TV, but I think they still see the challenge in it because they, let's face it, they have to put on their pants. They're on TV. They have to do things like that. And they'll always find some kind of challenge out of what they do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, so you mentioned that you're from Vegas and the Golden Knights always get a good crowd. And obviously that happens when you're winning championships or, you know, your team is really good. And that the argument about that city forever was it's just not going to be able to support teams because you've got too many people from somewhere else. It's transients, you know, people come in to visit and they leave. So this is not a good market for sports. Well, now they've got three teams. So professional, you know, big league teams. So it must be a good sports market, right?
It definitely is. I think it gets a bad rep across the country because I think there's so many fans who are starving for a championship and they look at the Golden Knights fans and just see how spoiled they were and are. I mean, what other team, you know, comes that close to winning the Stanley Cup in this first year of existence? You know, it's not like when the WHA came into the league and you got the Edmonton Oilers with Gretzky and Messier, and they're having a dynasty within 5 years, 6 years of a dynasty starting within 6 years of entering the league. So I think that they were spoiled in that sense in a good way. The city had gone through something pretty tragic to end the preseason with the October 1 shooting at Mandalay Bay. And so the city kind of galvanized itself around this team, and that took a lot of momentum and everything like that. And so that really showed what a sports market that Vegas could have is that team, is that city and that team combining and kind of coming together. The community really, the best word to say is just galvanizing themselves together. And luckily for them, they've had good management to keep them pretty much in the playoffs almost every single year that they've been there. And they were able to win the cup in six and make the right moves. And a lot of times general management doesn't make these moves. Teams just get stuck in these periods and never really get over a hump. But the Golden Knights, I don't know if you want to ever call the Golden Knights getting over a hump because they haven't gone through the things that other teams have gone through, but they still were able to get it done. And they still, you know, playoff prevalent every year.
Kirk McKnight, author of The Voices of Hockey, broadcasters reflect on the fastest game on earth. A new audio version updated, available now. Kirk, as we let you go, where can people buy the audiobook?
I think the easiest way to find it, especially all you guys who have Apple devices, is Apple Books. It's pretty much on your devices right there, and you download it for $9.99, and there you have it. You got 12 hours of entertainment.
Awesome. Kirk, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us. All the best.
Thank you.
That is Kirk McKnight, author of The Voices of Hockey.
I mean, it's got to be on Amazon, too.
He's checking right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's not just talk about all these Apple people. Why are we? It's always about Apple, Apple this, Apple that. Come on, it's got to be on Amazon.
Did you find it yet? As I say,
I'm searching it right now.
All right.
Yeah, you can find it right here.
Okay, so the Android users.
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, no, I lied. Kindle version's available.
Okay. So anyway, Kindle.
Yeah.
He's Chris Ranji.
And the paperback.
Big Android guy. I'm Amy Mark Scores. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.